Good morning, everyone. So the title of my presentation today is Student Perceptions of Free Tap Water at School. Is it just the unappealing drinking fountains? I won't tell you the answer, but I think you might know what the answer is. So I think what's nice is I think what I'm going to present is going to give some context to some of the wonderful data that my esteemed colleagues are presenting today. I wanted to recognize my co-authors on this paper, Mariah LaFleur and Maria Boyle, both senior associates at Samuels & Associates, the late Sarah Samuels, and Kumar Chandran, who formerly was CFPA and now with Save Our Children. So the purpose of our research was to understand the social and environmental factors that influences free water consumption in public high schools. And we also wanted to understand perceptions around sports drinks and other sugary beverages from the perspectives of high school students. So we conducted focus groups in the fall of 2010, four locations in California, all lower income schools, Sacramento, Los Angeles, Oakland, and Stockton. We had a total of 32 students in our focus groups. We recruited the typical youth. These are youth that are not a part of any kind of leadership program or health program, because we didn't want to hear what, you know, they obviously already know about healthy beverage drinking. So these are kind of the average typical youth. We had a pretty even mix of boys and girls, average age was 16 and a half years old, and the youth were quite diverse, 53% identified as Latino, 25% mixed races, and 22% African American. Just a few logistics around the focus groups. They took 60 minutes, audio recorded, we provided incentives, we had signed assent from the parent as well as the youth, and the study was IRB approved. So we asked the students a number of questions around tap water. For example, what do they think about the water that is available at school? How often do they drink from the water fountain? And is tap water available in other ways? What do kids say about other kids who drink from water fountains? We're trying to get at potential stigma issues. What do they think about the benefits of drinking water and what might be not good for them? And if water fountains or water from pitchers or free access to water was available, would they drink it? So I'm going to present the findings as kind of 10 key findings that came out of the focus groups. So the first one is that, again, we asked the participants to describe their opinion of the drinking water from all sources on their school campus, from fountains, pitchers, coolers, and we asked them to describe specific features such as the taste, water temperature, fountain cleanliness, and accessibility. And not surprisingly, water fountains were the number one source of free tap water at schools. And they were talked about as being not drinkable. For example, kids talked about the fountains being unclean, having poor taste, and being unpalatable in terms of the warmth of the water, as we heard. Some commonly used ways to describe the fountains: nasty, disgusting, gross, dirty, filthy. Respondents also reported that some of the fountains were broken at their school or had low pressure, so they couldn't really drink from the water fountains. As a result, they rarely drank from the water fountains. Then here's a quote from one of the youth who said, "They're nasty. It's like you press the button. It comes out at first yellow for some reason, and then it starts to get clear, which is why I never actually drink from the water fountain." So aside from water fountains, the next biggest source of free tap water that the youth reported was bottled water. Either it was available for them with their school lunch, this is a practice that they do in Oakland School District, or it was bottled water for purchase. Again, we wanted to understand whether there might be a stigma attached to drinking from water fountains. This was something that kind of we're testing to see whether this was something that, you know, the youth can tell us about and whether that was a barrier to water consumption. And overall, we found that stigma was not associated from the drinking fountains. The youth said they, you know, they really didn't care or didn't have any strong opinions in any other way. So we didn't find this to be a big barrier to water consumption. We asked the youth about what they thought about water, and the youth across all focus groups told us a lot of good things about water. They told us about, they talked about many health benefits about water, that it keeps bodies hydrated, gives you energy, it helps you run fast, or some of the quotes that they said. They felt it was essential to life and that you really couldn't live without it. So the youth really recognized how important it is to drink water. And this was pretty much across the board. I don't think one youth said, nah, we could live without water. So I think it was pretty strong across all focus groups. And there was no negative aspects of water, as I mentioned. The only negative comment was this, that one youth said, who said, the only bad thing is when the fountain is dirty and you drink out of it, you might get sick. So again, kind of going back to the undrinkability of the fountains. We asked the youth if would they drink free tap water at school, and they said, sure, we would drink it if it was clean, good tasting, and cold, and if it was available, and if it was really easy to access. So it was pretty clear that from these focus groups or from these youth that in our sample that they're really keen on water. So then we asked a number of questions around sports drinks and sugary beverages. We asked questions such as how often do they drink sports drinks or sugary beverages at their school, what they like or don't like about sports drinks, what are some of the benefits of drinking sports drinks and what ways it might not be good for their health, how would they feel if they couldn't buy sports drinks anymore at school, and if it wasn't available, what would they choose to drink instead? The kids in our group were huge consumers of sugary beverages. They talked a lot about drinking, you know, sports drinks and a lot around energy drinks too. And almost to the point of bragging about it. It was kind of interesting. And they, you know, there were some kids that didn't drink a lot. There was a couple of girls, I think, that were really more drinking diet sodas or water, but the boys, anyways, in our group seemed to be heavy consumers and talked about drinking up to 4 of the big cans of energy drinks or sugary beverages or sports drinks. We asked them what they thought about sugary beverages and sports drinks and why it might be good for them, why it might not be good for them. And the majority of youth reported that they drink sports drinks for the pleasurable taste, for the energy boost, and felt that it was good for exercise. But they also recognized that these drinks also contain a large amount of sugar and is not healthy and the consequence of crashing from the sugar high. And this is a quote from one of the youth who said, "The bad thing about sports drinks is drinking them every day and not working out. If you're just drinking them to drink them, that's when high blood pressure comes up and all the sugar is going inside your body, but you're not letting anything out. So that just adds up to gives you like diabetes or something later in the future." So we asked the youth about whether a ban on sports drinks at schools would, you know, how they would feel if sports drinks were no longer available at school. And pretty much they said that it really wouldn't matter, it really wouldn't make a difference because they would find alternate ways to bring them. They would bring them from home, or oftentimes this is what they do anyways, they pick up beverages on the way to school. A quote here from a youth who said, "If one day they stopped selling that stuff, that day we would actually drink water. But the next day, like half of the whole school would bring something from home." And then we asked youth if sports drinks, sugary beverages were not available on campus, what would they drink? And they said, we'd probably drink the water, the juice, or the milk. They basically said they would drink what was available to them on campus. And they would drink water. And one quote from a youth who said, it's like Carl's Jr., like it's there. They don't really have to advertise it. People just went. You don't really have to advertise water. If it's available to you, you're going to go to it. And we also asked the youth for suggestions on ways that parents and teachers, other school staff can help support water consumption at schools. And so they gave us these recommendations around facility improvements, to build new fountains, to keep them clean, have vending machines with bottled water or only offered exclusively offered water, to make water available rather than providing milk, provide the water, have it available in pitches, have free bottled water available. The kids really stressed that. They really felt that water should not be purchased. And so, you know, giving free bottled water or providing water was the preference. To advocate to decision makers to make water available, talking to the school board or inviting them to come over to their campus and having them drink from the fountains, that might make a statement. And then for parents, it's perhaps parents can support the youth by providing them with bottled water or water from home. And then finally, ways to promote water consumption among their peers. They felt that, you know, role models would be good. Perhaps they can serve as role models. Advertise water the way that beverage companies advertise soda. And to communicate to their peers about the importance of water, to persuade them to include them in their water in their diet, and not focusing on taking beverages away, but to include the water, which I think was really insightful. You know, we're always talking about don't drink the sugary beverages, but I think just, you know, the message should be include the water, and then maybe it'll displace some of the other sugary stuff. Appeal to their peers to take responsibility and for everyone to keep the fountains clean, because the gum and the spit and the graffiti is really all, you know, from the students. Maybe not all, but a big portion of it. And frame the message as a cost-saving benefit, that they would save a lot of money if they just drank the free tap water. And to and then finally, to teach their peers about the benefits of water and the consequences of low water consumption. You know, that it's good for your health, it's hydrating, and it could potentially prevent obesity and diabetes. So thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions at the end of the panel.